And welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House. We've covered a very broad spectrum of topics today in the program. And those of you that were just tuned in heard us talking about water safety. And again, I'd like to reiterate, we're not bringing you this information to scare you into doing anything. We're bringing this information to you so that you know anyone using scare tactics to sell you water treatment equipment isn't the right person to be buying from, okay? It's a pretty big topic, and as many headlines as have been generated both locally and nationally about our water supply and our water purity and our water clarity, I think we'll have a panel of Rosie-certified water experts from all across Arizona on the air shortly, and we'll cover that topic in great, great depth. But today I want to take y'all back to the International Builders Show, which we've been covering. We just landed with tons of great ideas of everything we saw there. There are projects. The International Builders Show is really manufacturers' home show to home builders. But there were some things we found specifically that could be marketed to you, the Arizona homeowner, as a do-it-yourselfer. And, you know, it's one of those things that you're walking down the aisle and you look at this thing and you think, no, what? I don't quite understand how does this work. And then the sales rep comes up to you and shows it to you. And then you're just like mentally, privately slapping your forehead with your open palm saying, gosh, why didn't I think of this? This is absolutely incredible. This is absolutely a no-fail. And then you stop and you ask the guy, have you already gone public? Is there any stock I can buy in this company? Well, one of those, and the minute I saw it, I thought, Rosie, you numbskull. This should have been your idea 20 years ago. When, as a trim carpenter, we're trying to install a door or a window that maybe the rough carpenters didn't frame the opening quite as square as we would like it to be, or the masons didn't lay up the masonry rough opening quite as perfectly square as we'd like it to be, we have to use shim shingles and pry bars to get the window or door completely aligned in every degree, plumb in every angle, so that once the door or window is installed, it has completely perfect operation. You want a door that opens and doesn't automatically close. You want a door you close that doesn't automatically open. You want the lock set and latch to perfectly catch into the receiver of the jam. Once the door is closed, you want the face and the outside plane of the door to line up perfectly with the outside face and plane of your jam. You want to be able to take a credit card and slip it between the door and the jam and go around all three sides, the hinge side, the header, and the strike side, and it should all be perfectly exactly that same distance. What? That can be really, really hard when you're trying to dial it down to that level of perfection. So occasionally what we'll do and what y'all will do when you're installing a door yourself is you'll reach in the toolbox and you'll grab a pry bar and you'll kind of try and force the jam or force the window into a position up really tight in one corner. Then we need to shim the bottom. And invariably those pry bars have a tendency of wanting to slip and scar the or your jam or your window. Yes, it's happened to me many, many times, but as I learned from probably one of the best Finnish carpenters I've ever had the pleasure of knowing, if you wanted to build a house with as well a fit and finish of every single component fitting together, you'd want to contact this one guy. Too bad he's so close to retiring. Larry Schelling. He taught me more about trim carpenter than any other person I know. And he taught me, Rosie, it's not about not making a mistake, but when you make a mistake, the really great trim carpenters can cover it up in a way where nobody ever sees it. Well, these pry bars have kind of been the bane of trim carpenter's existence for a long time. So this guy invents a shim that can't scar the window or door that you're installing. It's called a windbag. I want you to think of a blood pressure cup that they wrap around your arm when they're getting ready to take your blood pressure at the doctor's office. It has a pump-up bulb on it. It has a twist-release air nozzle on it and a long tube that goes to an inflatable rubber diaphragm. And it will move and lift 200 pounds. So now, when I'm in there in an uncomfortable, rough opening, trying to get this perfectly aligned door jamb, or window installed, I simply install this airbag, which is perfectly flat. It's the thickness of a credit card. You slip it in between the two products, and then you simply pump the rubber bulb that fills the bag with air to the point the door or window hits perfect alignment. Two or three of these in your toolbox will speed up perfect door installation every single time. You get the door exactly. The way I'm going to be using it is when I'm installing a door is I'm going to take one behind the lower and the upper hinge, and I'm going to slip it in there, and then I'm going to go over to the down leg of the strike side of the jamb, and I'm going to get it lifted into position where the header's perfectly level, and then I'm just simply going to inflate these three bags, close the door until the jamb perfectly aligns on all three sides and aligns in a planar fashion with the outside surface of the door. I can get it absolutely in perfect position. Then I can install the shims. Then I can take my nail gun and anchor it in place, and nothing's going to be slightly pulled one way or another. Occasionally, what I've had to deal with in the past is without these windbags in place, is I go and I take my nail, my finished nail, or my nail gun, and I drive it, and it slightly moves the shim shingles, or they slightly jiggle loose a little bit before you can get exactly in the right place. Well, this ends all that. The windbag.
I think you have to have done that sort of thing to appreciate the windbag, but it actually won Best of Show at KBIS.
When I saw it, it
and
was
I
like,
I didn't get it.
Ah!
I didn't get it.
And you didn't get it.
But at Amazon,
okay. You
can pick one up for $20. They're supposed to last through several jobs, right? They're very strong.
Oh, yeah.
But for $20, it'd be worth it to have. It's like having an extra set of hands, right?
I came home with a couple.
It's a cross between a blood pressure cuff and a whoopee cushion, actually.
Jennifer, perfect.
It's a square bag.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Go ahead.
So I should have been able to think of it, right?
That's right. Well, I like the cedar product with the cedar slats, and they're cut to size, and you just line a drawer with them or a closet, and that's just really a slick project.
It's actually,
I could even tackle that one.
No, you could. It's actually aromatic cedar that's harvested throughout the Appalachians, and they mill the material into tongue and groove slats that you literally can cut to fit the bottom of the drawers in your armoire. And you can actually, every time you open your underwear drawer or your handkerchief drawer or your sock drawer, you'll have the aroma of natural cedar. Now, not only do you have the advantage of the natural aroma, but those are also a natural deterrent to silverfish and moths. That's why we, in luxury homes, take the closets and completely line them in aromatic cedar.
That aroma kind of goes away. It still is effective as far as the bugs, but you don't smell it as much. So they also sell a nice oil, and I tried that in our cedar closet, and it just refreshed it right away. Made the whole house smell like cedar.
Our home was built in the 60s, and it had this massive gas furnace sitting right smack dab in the middle of the house. Well, in the nature of our renovations over the years, we've now moved those up on the roof. I have two gas packs and air conditioners, so that entire closet space became available. I converted it to a cedar closet. Well, it was back when Charles Goyette and I were doing the home improvement show on KTAR, so that has to be 20 years ago. And the aromatic nature of that cedar has waned a bit, So this Cedar Safe product that Jennifer found sells an oil, and that's what she was talking about. And Jen, I could, when you rejuvenated our closet, I could smell it all the way in the kitchen.
It was great. And it is Cedar Safe, just all one word, capital C, capital S. But if you look in our article in the paper, Arizona Republic this weekend, the products are listed as well as our newsletter we send out. So you'll be able to find these things we're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the other things I liked, and I'm just waiting for the right instance to order it. You're all familiar with Murphy beds. It's the bed that folds up. It looks like a wainscoting or a library unit, and it's out of the way for use of the room as an office, except for that time when the in-laws or guests are coming in. You can drop it out of the wall. It provides a bed for temporary, you know, guest accommodations. Along that same line, these folks came up. Think of a door going into a closet. Now, what they've done is they've taken the door and they've mounted it on 250-pound floor hinges, pin hinges, that rotate out. And they've built a bookcase that fits into the door opening. So to the unobserving, unknowing eye or guest in your home, they're going to walk in and they're going to see, oh, that's a nice bookcase. Well, what they've actually done is they've installed a hidden locking device where now behind the bookcase, you cannot see the hinges, you cannot see the lock. To all anyone looking at it, it's a bookcase. But it's actually a locking door that you unlock. The entire bookcase pivots out just like a door. And now that closet space has become a protected safe zone. You can line it. You can put your safe in there. And it's an area that anyone coming into the house and not knowing wouldn't know you had a secret area back there. So, boy, that was really a cool one. A couple more really cool ideas from the International Builders Show when we get back.